producer, ESVIS model, CST30 10A socket, with FW dedicated to the ESVIS application, but it is also sold by other manufacturers as Wi-Fi socket WG08 Tuya, and then it can be added directly to the Tuya application. I decided to do a teardown because I don't see anyone looking at the ESVISes anywhere. Teardown. To remove the top plug at the socket, just pry it up. Unfortunately, removing the PCB without destroying the housing seems impossible. An attempt to knock out and unscrew the pins gave nothing, so they were probably sunk in the plastic of the housing. Unfortunately, even heating them with hot air did not help. Desoldering them and removing them from the PCB is also not an easy task. I managed to collect tin from the outside, but a lot of it was left on the bottom of the board, and there was no way to melt it. Trying to remove the plastic in the middle holding the socket plates, one of them fell off. The only way to disassemble was to cut the casing. I've done it so that it can be easily glued if needed. Microcontroller, TYWES, ESP8285, PCB, WG08147-2029. Inside there is a quite popular TYWES microcontroller, compatible with ESP, so theoretically, you can throw FW Tasmota and S-Home. In practice, this involves either destroying the device's housing and soldering it to the board, or you could make a small PCB or some wire structure on a piece of tape or something similar to size with the corresponding pin spacing. Try to stick it to the TYWES board or catch on a magnet and then program. However, this is a daunting task. Tuya Convert over Wi-Fi turned out to be ineffective. I wanted to check if it will start after shorting GPIO0 to GND, but after inserting the plug, there was some short circuit and gray smoke went. Probably during heating and trying to pull out the pins, some tin poured where it shouldn't, but fortunately, the strip, UPS, and fuses passed the test positively. In the face of this fact, I decided to finish the work, and it turned out that some layout was fried from the bottom. To sum up, although programming the TYWES itself should not be a problem, I advise against buying these sockets due to the construction, which makes it extremely difficult to do anything with them. There is so much talk about ecology and recycling, and devices are allowed for sale that are apparently specially designed to make it as difficult or even impossible to dismantle and repair them.